USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
A St. Louis police officer accused of accidentally killing a female colleague while playing a variation of Russian roulette pled guilty and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Nathaniel Hedren had been scheduled to go to trial March 23rd on charges of first-degree involuntary manslaughter. The 7-year sentence was the maximum for the charge. He was accused of fatally shooting 24-year-old Caitlin Alix, also a St. Louis police officer, at his home in January 2019. Mexico's assistant health secretary announced that the country now has 2 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. Hugo Lopez-Gatell said one of the patients is in Mexico City and the other in the northern state of Sinaloa. Neither is seriously ill. One is in isolation at a hospital. The other is isolated at a hotel. The men had traveled to the northern Italian region where there had been an outbreak and returned to Mexico last Friday. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador appeared to downplay the seriousness of the virus, saying it isn't even equivalent to the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The price of disposable face masks is spiking online. Consumer demand for the medical accessory appears to be surging, even as government officials say healthy individuals do not need to wear the masks. Amazon is largely selling out of different mask varieties. The N95 masks are mostly in demand because they filter out 95% of airborne particles. Amazon is cracking down on instances of price gouging and said they've removed tens of thousands of deals from merchants it accused of overcharging customers. Representative Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, who is still one of the 8 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, was asked on Fox News whether or not she was frustrated about being left out of recent debates.
I couldn't watch much of it, to be honest, and I believe that voters probably walked away not getting much value and feeling pretty frustrated given the serious, serious challenges that we're facing.
Representative Gabbard was asked what the Democratic Party needs for the opportunity to beat President Trump.
But I think what's most important for us to focus on is what are voters looking for? When you look at the dissatisfaction they have with the political institutions, the powerful elite who run Washington, they're looking for a champion. They're looking for leaders who will really bring about this vision that our founders had for us, a government of, by, and for the people. And so really, regardless of party, that is where our focus must be.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.